five Buffalo area residents accused of training with Al-Qaeda will remain in federal custody until their trials. But a sixth man, Sahim Alwan, has been granted bail. All six are Yemeni Americans, U.S. citizens, who grew up in the Buffalo suburb of Lackawanna. The government claims the six underwent training at the Al-Farouk camp in Afghanistan and were addressed by Osama bin Laden. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now from Buffalo. Jennifer, let's start with Sahim Alwan. What was the judge's reasoning for granting him bail?
Well, Judge Kenneth Schrader cited two reasons. First, he said that Alwan left the Al-Qaeda training camp early. Apparently, he was not at all comfortable there, didn't like what was going on. So he says he faked an ankle injury and was allowed to leave after 10 days. Second point, the judge said Alwan has voluntarily cooperated with the FBI for some months. He actually had a message from them on his return from Pakistan, and he called them back. And in fact, much of the information the government is using in this case comes from a series of interviews Alwan has given the FBI.
And is Alwan likely to make bail?
His bail is set at $600,000, and his lawyer says it does appear likely they'll raise the money. A number of extended family and friends have pledged to put up their homes as collateral. The bigger issue is a series of strict conditions placed on Alwan as part of his release, the strictest his lawyer says he's ever seen. The judge listed 16 conditions. Alwan will be confined to his house 24 hours a day, except to go to work or meet his attorney or go to the doctor. He'll have an electronic monitoring system and a global positioning satellite system to make sure he doesn't go anywhere he's not supposed to. He'll have two phone lines in his house, one for his family, which will be wiretapped, one for him to speak to his lawyer, which will not be wiretapped, but all the incoming and outgoing calls will be noted. In addition, Alwan will be forbidden from using any other phone or email or fax or a pager, anything with which he could communicate. Presumably, the concern here is that he not communicate any information about a possible terror attack. Now, as these conditions were read out in court, there was a sense of people being somewhat stunned. Afterward, Alwan's lawyer, Jim Harrington, quipped that his client might be better off in jail. He also protested the conditions Alwan will have to pay for all of this monitoring, which he estimates could run $30 or $40 a day.
Jennifer, as I understand it, Alwan isn't the only one in the group who's admitted to attending the Al-Qaeda camp. Why was he the only one released?
Well, the judge said that the rest of the group, the five, stayed for a full 5 weeks of training at the camp. While there, they were given lectures on suicide attacks and trained in heavy weapons. The judge also cited a document seized from one man's home that advocated suicide bombing. He said if these men were intent on self-destruction, then no bail condition he could set could prevent them from carrying out such an attack.
During the bail hearing, there were questions as to whether the government's case might actually be unconstitutional. Was there anything more about that today?
There was. Essentially, the government is charging these men based on a 1996 anti-terrorism statute. One federal appeals court has ruled that unconstitutionally vague. The issue is if you are providing material support to a terror group in the form of personnel and training. Some say the law was written to mean that if you provide that training, that's material support. The question here is, by being trained as these men were, is that supporting a terror group? And today, Judge Schrader said, yes, it was. Simply by being at this camp in Afghanistan, these young men aided Al-Qaeda.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden speaking with us from Buffalo. Thanks very much.